prior to you kind of still end up playing on MLK Day, and just kind of like how that maybe changed the reference of the day for you a little bit?
I think really getting it and you know, in a very visceral way, kind of, I wouldn't say being made more aware, but more tangibly aware. And then, you know, a little bit of disappointment that we didn't play on this day last year. But I'm glad that we're back and able to do that. And it's something our players are clearly aware of. You know, some additional focus. You know, I think there is a clear sense of the importance of the game beyond the actual game.
Hey, Coach. First time you played Milwaukee this year, what stood out about them when you watched them? And also, Ryan Rollins is a guy that's really kind of emerged this year. Like, what makes him, what does he add to their team? What makes him different?
Yeah, you know, well, Giannis is a constant, right? You're always going to prepare for him in whatever way that's required. Usually a lot of things, a lot of situations, him handling pick and roll, screening pick and roll, the shooting that they have around him, you know, is unique. That, you know, they're, I think, second in the league in three-point percentage. Rollins is a unique player, you know, that also, you know, there's Kevin Porter Jr. And what he's doing out there. So there's some pieces that they have. Kyle, for example, Kuzma, Bobby Portis is still giving them, you know, the inside-outside threat, shooting jumpers on the post, his toughness and emotion, you know, and Turner too. So they're different in that sense with some of the pieces around Giannis. And really, I think what that means is whatever you're having to do to guard Giannis, those other guys are really capable of punishing you to the extent you have to commit to the ball or you're shifted to try to take away his penetration. That makes them hard to guard.
Coach, you talked about after the last game, being more aware of some of the things that happened to get you guys to that point where, you know, you're trailing Boston by a lot. What were the conversations like with guys, especially with such a short turnaround, of how to be more aware of that?
Yeah, I think it was important for us to kind of look at Golden State, which was the first game that we had, you know, both CJ and Corey. And I think playing at a really high level on both ends of the court, defending well, you know, really feeling connected offensively. We were flat last game. You could feel it. That I think that affected our competitive resolve defensively. Where, you know, we didn't have that sense if they scored on us that we were going to dig in and not let it happen again. I think some of that for our team, you know, we're not unique in a sense, but I think it is very, we're very connected by what we do on offense and what happens on defense. The easy example, Lauren, that, you know, I talk about is when we foul, we can't run. By the same token, if we turn the ball over, you know, or we don't get great shots. There was a point in the year, I think November, early December, mid-December, where we were, I don't know, we were second in the league in shot quality. And there's a way that we need to play that generates those shots. And that, I think, is part of the acclimation of our group and remembering, you know, what are the things that we do that make us successful. And we had had slippage. You know, if you look at the 10 games previous to that trade, there was slippage in those areas. So I don't think that's completely correlated to a trade. I think that's, there are going to be things that we have to work through with a couple of players. And the way we're playing is different, particularly for those two guys than what they've been experiencing either this year or previous. So that integration process is real. We have to be patient, but at the same time, you know, we have to be urgent. We can't use that as a crutch. You know, there are things that we can impact, you know, right away. And I think you saw that against Golden State on their first game. So we'll keep focused and keep running on that. Thanks. All right.